Six former and current state and federal MPs will front the New South Wales anti-corruption watchdog's latest inquiry, Operation Spicer, which begins today. The probe by the Independent Commission Against Corruption, or ICAC, will look at claims of influence peddling and slush funds within the New South Wales Liberal Party. The Liberal MPs expected to appear before the commission include Senator Arthur Sinodinos and state MPs, including former State Energy Minister Chris Hartcher. So what is this investigation, expected to last at least a month, expected to deliver? Kate McClymont, investigative journalist with the Sydney Morning Herald, will be following the case and joins us now. Kate, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks so much, Ellen.
So this will be a focus primarily on developers and how they allegedly subverted the rules banning them from making political donations. Is that about the size of it?
Look, that is absolutely right. Last week, in fact, or a couple of weeks ago, a Geoffrey Watson counsel assisting the ICAC gave us a little taste of what it was going to be. And he said, Operation Spicer is mainly concerned with political fundraising in the Liberal Party and the way in which unscrupulous businessmen sought to buy political influence. So we're going to have a raft of developers called to give evidence. And the central allegation appears to be that Chris Hartcher's former staffer, Tim Colmer, set up a slush fund called 8x5. We'll still get to what 8x5 actually means, why he called it that. But we heard a snippet of evidence at the previous inquiry. For instance, Nick DiGirolamo from Australian Water Holdings donated $7,300 a month for 4 years, but ICAC could not find any paperwork as to what this company had actually done. And in fact, Tim Colmer said, oh, I would have been able to produce records, but there was a flood in my garage. So what will be really interesting is what favours were promised. You know, what were the actual outcomes for the money that was going into this slush fund? Because the allegation is that people such as the former Resources Minister Chris Hartcher, Darren Webber and Chris Spence, two other MPs from the Central Coast, is that they basically, the allegation is they corruptly received and concealed these payments, and they were in return for members of Parliament favouring the people who were doing the donations. But what the favours are, we don't know.
And so who are the developers who are on the witness list?
Look, there's quite a few of them. Today on the witness list is Pat Sergi, who currently is an undischarged bankrupt. And he's an interesting figure because he was named in the Woodward Royal Commission as a money launderer for Bob Trimboli's Griffith Marijuana Network. We've also got Eric Stammer, who is the general manager of a property company called Yoramba Estates. We've got Nabil and Nicholas Ghazal from GazCorp. There's a whole raft of them coming to give evidence. And the witness list that we've got this week is only the first week. There seems to be rather a lot of people to get through. And we've also got Nathan Tinkler.
Yes, I was about to ask. Tell me, why is Nathan Tinkler there? He's not alleged to have done anything wrong. Why is he on the list?
I don't know about that. Look, I think what is going to be fascinating is he is linked to this part of the inquiry also with Jodie Mackay, who's the former Labor Minister from Newcastle. Now, I think Jodie Mackay is probably going to come out of this well. She seems to be quite keen to give evidence, which is unusual. And it appears that Nathan Tinkler really wanted a coal loader up at Newcastle. Jodie Mackay, who was then the Labor MP, you know, thwarted this because of, you know, community concerns. So Nathan Tinkler then turned to the Liberals. So it will be very interesting to see how that all played out.
And tell me, why is Arthur Sinodinos on the list as far as you can figure out?
Look, he would be on the witness list because he was the Liberal Party treasurer, the state Liberal treasurer, and then its head. So no doubt he will be asked about donations, about whether the Liberal Party was aware that these, you know, vast donations were being made and not declared. And it is illegal for developers to make these donations. So it will be really interesting to see who knew what and when, and if they knew anything, did they do anything about it?
And this seems extraordinary. I mean, the ICAC inquiries have already made a finding of corruption against a former Labor MP, but, you know, perversely enough, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen the inquiries actually claim the scalp of the New South Wales Liberal Premier, Barry O'Farrell. How damaging is this likely to be for the Liberal Party over the next month?
This will be a nightmare. I think this will be absolutely shocking. You know, basically because of the nature of the allegations, you know, the unscrupulous manner in which donations were withheld from public scrutiny, and also the subversion of the process, where I think members of the public have long been really concerned about big developers giving out lots of money and then getting favourable treatment, development applications. To think that somehow just a handful of Liberal MPs were subverting this process, and more interesting will be what favours might have been done for these people. It will be really bad for them.
Kate McClymont, thanks so much for making time for us on a busy day.
My pleasure, Ellen.
Kate McClymont, investigative journalist with the Sydney Morning Herald.